In October 2022, Elon Musk made a theatrical entrance into Twitter headquarters carrying a porcelain sink, tweeting, "Let that sink in." This moment marked the beginning of one of tech's most chaotic corporate takeovers. Fresh from being named Time's Person of the Year, the world's richest man had just spent $44 billion to transform what he called the digital town square. What followed wasn't the revolution he promised, but a cautionary tale about what happens when a billionaire's ego collides with a platform he fundamentally misunderstands. The sink he brought in would prove ironically prophetic. Within a year, he'd sink billions in value, thousands of jobs, and Twitter's very identity. Twitter had always been a contradiction, culturally vital yet financially underwhelming. Since its 2006 founding, the platform had become the digital nervous system for journalists, politicians, and celebrities. Barack Obama used it for grassroots organizing, Middle Eastern activists leveraged it against dictatorships, and an IT consultant accidentally live-tweeted the Bin Laden raid when he complained about helicopter noise. Despite this cultural impact, Twitter struggled financially. With just 192 million daily users, compared to Facebook's 1.84 billion, the platform failed to turn a profit for a decade. About 90% of revenue came from ads, but without the robust targeting of competitors. Product development moved glacially, with even minor changes requiring endless meetings. Many blamed Jack Dorsey's absentee leadership. While running both Twitter and payments company Block, he lived part-time in Big Sur, occasionally appearing to make vague pronouncements about decentralization. As one veteran employee described it, "We were operating under benevolent anarchy. The culture valued consensus and work-life balance over efficiency, frustrating those who craved urgency." In January 2022, Musk began quietly accumulating Twitter shares. Since childhood, he'd believed himself destined to greatly impact the world. As journalist Kara Swisher noted, he started to get a sense that if he didn't exist, the world would die. After revealing his 9.1% stake in April, Musk initially agreed to join the board, but rejected provisions limiting his criticism of the company, finding it ironic that Twitter was trying to restrict his freedom of speech. Instead, he offered to buy the entire company for $54.20 per share, a price incorporating a juvenile weed joke. Musk appeared to regret his decision almost immediately. Just 18 days after Twitter accepted his proposal, he claimed the deal was temporarily on hold, insisting Twitter prove that fake accounts represented less than 5% of users. Throughout summer 2022, his team demanded increasingly large datasets while Twitter complied. By October, with court proceedings looming and his text messages exposed in discovery, Musk finally acquiesced, agreeing to the original price and reasoning that some things are priceless, though the $44 billion price tag would soon look anything but. Musk's first week as owner established his management style. He immediately fired CEO Parag Agrawal and other executives to avoid paying their contracts, then launched his first project with an unrealistic 12-hour deadline, signaling his approach of supplying ideas for employees to execute without Twitter's traditional deliberative process. The real shock came on November 3rd, when approximately 3,700 people, half the company, were laid off through impersonal emails. Entire departments vanished. Communications, marketing, privacy and security, ethical AI, and human rights. Even critical teams like trust and safety lost significant staff. On November 16th, Musk's infamous, extremely hardcore email demanded employees commit to working long hours at high intensity or take severance. Nearly 1,000 more employees departed. Within weeks, Twitter had shrunk from 7,500 to 2,700 employees, losing decades of institutional knowledge. Meanwhile, Musk prioritized overhauling verification, making blue checkmarks available to anyone paying $8 monthly, a departure from its impersonation prevention purpose. Twitter's current lords and peasants system for who has or doesn't have a blue checkmark is bullshit, Musk declared. Despite trust and safety team warnings, Musk refused to delay the launch. the consequences were immediate. Verified impersonators flourished, including a fake Eli Lilly account claiming insulin is free now, causing the company's stock to drop 4.37% and costing Twitter millions in paused advertising. By February 2023, Musk became fixated on his declining Twitter engagement. When a data scientist explained this was a natural return to baseline after spiking during the acquisition, Musk rejected the explanation. During a meeting, engineer Yang presented a Google Trends graph showing public interest in Musk had organically waned. Musk fired him on the spot. Days later, after President Biden's Super Bowl tweet outperformed his own, Musk ordered engineers to boost his tweets. The team created a system giving algorithmic preference to VIP users, including Musk, Mark Andreessen, Ben Shapiro, and for balance, Joe Biden and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This episode revealed a fundamental misunderstanding. Musk couldn't grasp that social media is inherently zero-sum. Unlike Tesla, where enhancing his personal vehicle affects no other drivers, altering Twitter's algorithms to suit his preferences inevitably affected millions of users negatively. His approach, treating the platform as his personal project rather than a public square, would have lasting implications. On July 24, 2023, a crane began dismantling Twitter's iconic blue bird logo without proper permits. Police halted the operation midway, leaving only the letters ER visible, an inadvertently fitting metaphor for the crisis unfolding. The previous night, Musk had announced Twitter's rebranding in a characteristically abrupt 2:30 a.m. email. "We are indeed changing to X, and it is happening today." Financial analysts criticized this strategy sharply. Bloomberg's Matt Levine questioned, "What was he paying for?" noting that Musk had systematically dismantled Twitter's valuable assets, its workforce, technological infrastructure, and now its recognized brand. Surely he could have built that for less than $44 billion? The platform's troubles intensified during the October 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. X became flooded with misinformation, including video game footage presented as actual attacks and manipulated celebrity images. Musk himself promoted known disinformation accounts as reliable sources, triggering an EU investigation into potential Digital Services Act violations. A year after the $44 billion acquisition, Twitter was unrecognizable. Its workforce had been decimated, advertising revenue had plummeted by 50% as major brands fled, and X Premium, formerly Twitter Blue, had attracted only about 850,000 subscribers, less than 0.3% of users. What began as a bold experiment in extremely hardcore leadership revealed that success at X wasn't measured by innovation or product quality, but by alignment with Musk's personal preferences. The self-proclaimed free speech champion had created an environment where his voice drowned out all others. The Twitter takeover demonstrated what happens when someone with unlimited resources but limited understanding attempts to reshape a complex social ecosystem in their own image. In trying to free the bird, Musk had clipped its wings. The lesson? Even the world's richest man can't buy his way out of the need to understand what he's buying.